Welcome back to Ridiculous Ramblings, loves. I'm your host, Amy. It's Friday, February 7th. You know what time it is. Time to turn out the lights and pull up the covers. At least for me it is. That meme really is true. Everything I hated as a kid, I love now. Staying home, going to bed early, vegetables. Well, I mean, I've always loved vegetables, especially candy corn. Dang, I hope I didn't just lose you guys there. I can't help it. I am one of those people. I like candy corn by itself or with peanuts because then it tastes like a payday. You should try it. You know what else we should try? Getting today's episode started. Now, let's get to it. I don't know about y'all, but I'm not a spring chicken anymore. This year, I'll be hitting the big 4-0. I've got gray hair. I've got wrinkles. I mean, I'd like to think I'm aging gracefully. So I've been trying to hydrate more, get more rest, and eat better. But sometimes we need a little help. Whether that's cold creams, serums, a seat at the beauty salon, or at the doctor's office for a little injection or two. I've been looking at some new face creams, hydrating masks, you know, seeing what's out there. Then my little mind began to wonder. Beauty fads through the ages. What started this idea? A TikTok video of a woman who was promoting lip tape to tape your lips together. Men rejoice. You don't have to fantasize about taping our mouth shut. We'll do it for you. That seems like a deeper conversation for another day. Anywho, this woman was peeling hot pink tape off of her mouth. So, of course, it caught my attention. The new craze now is lip taping. And I'm here today with my good friends at Google, not endorsing the show, to explain lip taping. Little PSA, for those of you with kiddos or if you don't want to have a spicy thing pop up on your screen, you might want to turn on the safe search if you decide to do your own research. Lip taping is a technique that involves applying tape to the lips to achieve various purposes. What are those purposes? Cosmetic enhancement. Some individuals use lip taping to create a fuller, more pouty appearance. Mouth breathing correction. Taping the lips can encourage nasal breathing, reducing mouth breathing and its associated problems such as dry mouth, bad breath, and sleep disturbances. How do you do it? You use hypoallergenic medical tape. You apply the tape in a straight line across the lips, covering the desired area. Ensure the tape is comfortable and does not restrict breathing. Change the tape daily or as needed. That last one is non-negotiable. If you're going to try this, please start with fresh tape every night. Ugh. Ugh. I've tried lip masks and overnight lip serums, but I don't think I'll be participating in this trend. My luck, it would slide off and I'd wake up with it stuck to my eyebrow. Which leads me to another beauty trend, waxing. Oh, the year of the in-home waxing system. My sister begged my mom and dad to buy one for her, so naturally they did. And you could not tell my sister nothing. Soon our house became a packed salon. Angie was a waxing wizard. She was doing everyone's eyebrows and, on occasion, the mustache. Ooh la la. I, on the other hand, didn't want my brows or sweet stash touched. But alas, as all siblings do, she bullied me into it. It was all going pretty well until my left eyebrow. The wax and strip had cooled, and it was time to let her rip, tater chip. If you've ever had your eyebrows waxed or anything waxed, it stings a little. But this was more than a little sting. I knew something was wrong before I saw the look of panic on my sister's face. Why did it hurt so bad? My sister took the entire tip of my eyebrow off. I stared in the mirror at my half eyebrow and I just couldn't believe it. What the heck was I gonna do? That was the one and only time my parents let me wear makeup. My very first makeup experience wasn't cute eyeshadow or tinted lip gloss. It was an eyebrow pencil. I tried the whole glamorous 40s movie star look, you know, your hair covering half your face, you know, Jessica Rabbit style. But that wasn't enough. I had to draw a new eyebrow on every day for about a month. Needless to say, I didn't let Angie touch my eyebrows ever again. Through the ages, we've seen it all. Eyelash serum that'll make our lashes grow thick and luxurious, when all it really caused was an allergic reaction and color changes in the pigmentation on our eyelids. Just like the lip plumping craze. Goodness, it was not worth the pain it caused for 10 seconds of pouty lips. It also was not worth the $13 to sometimes $20 price tag either. Although I would love to see the flip gloss from Bonnabelle come back around. I was a strawberry breeze girl. That gentle fruity smell with just a kiss of color and a little shimmer. I had a job and I bought that on the low with my own money and hid it from my parents. I grew up in the 90s where everything was glittery and metallic when it came to our hair and skincare. Heck, even our body sprays had glitter in them. You couldn't go anywhere without walking into a shimmery cloud of love spell. Unpopular opinion, it's a highly overrated smell. There, I said it. And you know what? So was cucumber melon and coconut lime verbena. Man, it's like a weight has been lifted off of my chest. Just like the Wonder Bra lifted the weight off of many women's chests in the 90s and had a short revival in the late 2000s. Its main focus wasn't just giving you the lift you had in your 20s. Oh no, its main design was to give you amazing cleavage. Bras have come a long way though. Before we all looked like Madonna, two traffic cones strapped to our chest. Then a softer, more natural shape appeared. Now, I'm not a fan of push-up bras or all the fancy cup designs like a demi or a balsonette, however you say it. I mean, if you are, that's fine. You do you. That's why they come in different shapes and sizes for different folks, different tastes. I just want a full coverage cup with back smoothing that doesn't dig into my shoulders. I'll save you the money now and tell you. The answer isn't the Genie bra, which I don't think they make anymore. $65 for a glorified sports bra, and not even a good one, might I add. Shapewear, it's never really gone out of style. It's never really gone out of shape either. But it has come a long way, like when waist trainers were the big rage a few years ago. Let's all just call it what it is. It's a corset. And Spanx, but no Spanx. I'll just let my little rolls keep on rolling. Like the hottest workout accessory of the 2000s, the ab roller. Or who can forget the ab lounge? You know, I could have saved you a fortune and told you just to use one of those old trifold lawn chairs. Hey, wait a minute. I wonder if that's where they got the idea from the ab lounger from. Well, there's another rabbit hole for another day. Health trends and fashion styles have been proven to repeat themselves. Some of them are better left in the past, but I digress. I'd like to see someone revive sweating to the oldies. I was just thinking about this. Pauly Shore would be perfect. He has the absolute perfect hair for it. Yes, you can. Squeeze the juice. Ladies, if you're feeling nostalgic for the 90s and 2000s, you should head over to Target. Butterfly hair clips, baby doll tees, and all the wedge shoes your little Lizzie McGuire loving heart can handle. outlined lips, frosted hair, perms for days. The times may be changing, but the style remains the same, eventually. Sadly, though, we don't have Billy Mays to yell at us to go now, and we'd get a second useless object for just $9.95, just pay shipping and handling. Although TikTok creators are doing a pretty bang-up job, have you noticed that TikTok kind of feels like QVC or the Home Shopping Network? What happened to funny videos and silly dances? Bring back the Thigh Master. Now that's what I call music. And crackle nail polish. Let's all revel in the beauty of the spray tan, JNCO jeans, and FUBU tracksuits. Is South Pole still a brand? What about Big Dog? I need to wash my face with some Noxzema and just let Calgon take me away. But I'll skip the teeth whitening strips. I don't want to look like Ross in that one episode. One thing you shouldn't skip? A Bumpin' Uglies concert. There's still time to sell out the last two concert dates in February. You can catch Bumpin' Uglies February 21st in Stevensville, Maryland with the Grilled Lincolns. February 22nd in Winchester, Virginia with Joey Harcum, the Grilled Lincolns, and Adam Almaney. Head over to www.bumpinuglies.com to grab your tickets and merch now. Grab a pair of those sweet shades. We can't squint anymore. What infomercial is going to tell us the next best wrinkle cream to buy? We could try the facelift tape, but something tells me that's not going to work. Well, I think that about does it for today. I hope wherever you're listening from, you're doing well. I may not be able to turn back time, but I can help you stay in tune with the future by telling you to like and subscribe to the show's YouTube and Facebook page. Although, I guess that could turn back time a little. You can listen to past episodes, or you could leave a comment, topic for discussion, or just a hey girl, hey. I hope you all have an amazing weekend. If you try any crazy beauty trends or decide to change up your wardrobe, let me know. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, ta-ta for now. Okay, love you. Bye.